Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amade Show, episode 630, Being in the Present. Right now, even though I'm technically in the off season, I am absolutely kind of bombarded and inundated with work and with phone calls and things to be doing in preparation for the Christmas season. And, you know, while it tends to have a very work-like mannerism, it is still creative work. I still find immense joy and gratitude in doing it. It just happens to be a lot all at once. But all of that aside, that doesn't matter. The thing I really wanted to talk about is something that is easy to do in a situation like this, which is to wish things might be a different way, or that, you know, think about how they could be different. The reality is I wouldn't trade what I do. But I sometimes sit there and think, oh, I wish there was a less stressful or convoluted way to get there. It reminds me of another path of thinking that I indulged in for a long time, which I think was a function of my creative thinking, which was that I was always thinking about somewhere else I could be that was better, some other time, some other circumstance, some other project. And it was only when, you know, years ago, I decided to stop doing that and start looking at exactly where I was and think about how I could grow where I was planted. Once I got to that place where I was able to be completely present in the moment and to focus on what I was doing and learn to really apply myself in that area, that things really started catching on and gathering steam. So if that's a message I can impart just in this short episode tonight, is when you find yourself wishing you were somewhere else, wishing you were doing something, or you're in some sort of different circumstance, start looking at the situation you're in now, trying to find one thing at least to be grateful for, and start thinking about how you want to show up for the present moment you're in. Because, at least from my experience, that's the challenge that's put in front of us that we really are being asked and challenged to solve in a new and creative way. Anyway, just a thought. Late night's good for thoughts like this. If you want to find out more about me, you can, michaelamade.com. We're on social media. You can find just the guy in the cowboy hat. Until the next episode, which will be tomorrow. Keep living courageously. Keep living creatively. We'll see you next time.